No matter how carefully conducted, the latest poll, whether it's CNN USA Today, CBS New York Times, or the Wall Street Journal, I could go on and on. A poll is not an election. After all, minds change. Allegiances shift. The future is clouded. Or, according to the sacred chickens, maybe not. Of course, you know the sacred chickens of ancient Rome, don't you? If not, Weekend Editions Classics commentator Elaine Fantham joins us now. She's in the studios of the CBC in Toronto. Elaine, thanks for being with us, and cluck, cluck.
Well, I will come to the sacred chickens and I will come to the elections, but perhaps I should start off by putting across why the Romans believed that they could use various methods to divine what the gods intended. It's called divination. Well, you might, of course, just get a spontaneous dream. And the chief thing that we know from the dreams that have been recorded was that it was very dangerous to disregard them. More likely, though, you know, the Romans were proactive. They would use trained people to seek out the message. For instance, when you made a sacrifice on a public occasion, you would want to examine the sacrificial entrails to make sure that the creature that you'd sacrificed had a heart. It was dreadfully bad news if it didn't have a heart. And you would examine its liver to make sure that the lobes of the liver were healthy. And if they were disfigured or some funny shape or color, this could be pretty ominous.
What's this practice I've heard about called augury?
Yes. Now, augury was actually the most powerful way of using special religious skills. Only high-class types, political types usually, could be augurs. And what did they do? Well, they took the auspices, which were the consultation of the gods before a major event, like a military campaign or an election. And the word auspices is the ancient word for bird watching. By the way, I mustn't let the sacred chickens get away from us.
I was going to bring you back to the sacred chickens, yes.
They kept these chickens in a cage, and I rather imagine that, like lions for the arena, they starved them a bit before the day when they had to consult them, because you could only go ahead with your battle if the sacred chickens ate heartily. And on one occasion, the sacred chickens, for some reason best known to themselves, maybe the sacred chicken keeper had been surreptitiously feeding them to avoid having a battle. Anyway, they wouldn't eat. And this was a naval battle, by the way. And the commander was really fed up. He said, if they won't eat, then they can bloody well drink. And he threw the sacred chickens into the sea. And, of course, he lost the battle.
My gosh, that's a lesson for all of us, isn't it?
Yes,
some
yes,
lesson
never,
for all of us.
Never throw sacred chickens into the sea, or indeed anywhere.
But, you know, it's interesting to hear these stories and recollect to the Romans and I guess the Greeks, there was a kind of right path towards which birds or sacred chickens or various omens were trying to urge us, but we determined our own fate in that it was left to us to try and divine that path.
Well, of course, after the event, if you were conscious that you had been given an omen and you hadn't told the public that we can't go on because we've had a bad omen, you'd have the next, I was going to say 4 years, but let's not be modern. You would have, you know, the future of political life on your hands.
Oh, because you would have done the wrong thing then, right?
Yeah, it would be your fault. But on the other hand, you know, there's another of these silly stories, but it is an authentic story of a major Roman general, and it's told by an immensely respectable Greek scholar, Plutarch. If you were wanting to fight your battle, you knew today was strategically and tactically the right time to fight the battle, and you made the ritual sacrifice, and your priests announced that the victim's entrails were bad, it was okay to keep on sacrificing until you found one whose entrails were good. And Plutarch tells us that the Roman Emilius Paulus, who defeated the Macedonians in a great victory at Pydna, actually had to sacrifice 20 oxen before he got one that provided good omens.
Bad day to be an ox.
Goodness, and imagine having to lug such a large supply of oxen around in order to make sure you've got a good omen.
Elaine Fantham, Professor Emerita of Classics at Princeton University, our Classics commentator here on Weekend Edition, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.